Hello, hello, and welcome everybody to a brand new episode with your life coach here on Radio Anchor. It's been a minute since I've recorded my last podcast. I was quite busy doing other things. I was as well enjoying some of quiet times. And as you guys know, I never really prepare anything, but I follow my spirit, whatever my heart's guide me to, then I deliver on this podcast. So thank you so much, and everyone that are tuning in, and thank you for everybody else that have been listening so far to my segments. The latest one was about healing, and I had some great feedbacks. Thank you very much, and I really do appreciate the love that I constantly feel. That really means a lot for me. Before I start to talk about a brand new segment, how are you guys? How are you feeling? How's your summer going? I really hope you're feeling great. I really hope you're feeling this new energy, this new light coming into your life, that it's about to break through new blessings. And as well, I just want to thank everybody that have been listening to my latest podcast about healing. That was a very, very, very interesting segment that I've done. And as I said before as well, we don't really talk about spiritual healing. So I think it's important that you guys understand how important it is, and do you apply that to your life on a daily basis. Every day you can do a little something to heal yourself. It's not easy to do it, but the fact that you already want to do it, you understand that you must heal in order for you to move on, I believe it's a great big step towards what you desire to become. So today, I want to talk about the importance of unity. Unity as in a one big population that decides to do the right thing and decides to fight for the right thing. The system has definitely made us believe, or continuously try to make us believe, that be united is not the things to be. So everybody feels like they kind of do their own thing separately. And supporting somebody else, uplifting somebody else as becoming almost like waste of time, and you know, it's not valuable. It actually is. It's very, very important. Unity as a society, unity as a community, and it rhymes as well. Unity, it's very important. I mean, more people bring power, right? So if my voice can never be as loud as, you know, if there will be 1,000 people with me saying the same thing. And it's just the energy that we give to the world, right? As we are energy, the world feeds of our energy. So whatever we say, however we act, it lives there in the end and creates situations. So why is it important to be strong together? Because you need to understand that, as I previously said, and I will never be tired of re-saying this, the system is made to destroy us and not to uplift us. They're trying to do everything. They've tried to do everything. They will continue to try to do everything to break us down. However, God is always in control of everything. Regardless of what's going on in the world, God is always in control, and he has the ultimate word, and he has the ultimate action to define the outcome. So do not ever lose faith. Things will change for the better. But at the same time, we must understand that we must value each other, and we must value each other's voice, each other's strength, and understand that without each other, we're never going to go anywhere. If there's a war in the world, if there's injustice towards something, you can see how powerful our voice is when we come together. When bad things happen and people come together and they decide to go on social media, repost some, you know, things that are not right, cruelty and stuff like that. And when we go down in the streets to shout that this ain't right and we want equality, our voice is loud together. Our voice is powerful. And the energy that we put out there in the world is incredible. You can see as well when we come together in doing bad things as well, how that affects the world. Right. And the fact is, there are more bad people in this world doing bad things than good people coming together and uplifting each other. And that's the reason why so many things are going in the wrong way, because we don't uplift each other enough. We don't love each other enough. And we don't believe that together we can actually change the world for the better. We are united together in this world. We all go through the same thing. We are all exposed to things that can happen in our life in any time. Nobody is safe. You might look on the TV and see I don't know, shootings happening in London. There you go. And you never think that it can happen to your neighbor. You never think that it can happen to you or somebody close to you, or you know, in your reality you don't realize that can happen. So you just leave the problem as like, oh, you know, this has happened to them, whatever. But actually, whatever happens to that person, it should affect you, because that should make you think and should make you try to make a change for the better. If there's one person building a house, it's not that the house not gonna get built, but most likely it's gonna take ages, and it's not gonna be as strong, because you're not going to be able to do everything on your own. You are not going to be able to understand where all the parts are. You know, there's somebody else that have something else to offer to you in order to complete the project. And as well, I think it's more satisfying when we come together to do great things. We really feel the power of God. God is really amongst us, and he will never leave us alone. But we must understand that we need to call each other and we need to uplift each other, and we really need to start to come together, because the time, our timing is really about to end. And I'm not just saying because I'm wishing bad, but look how many terrible things are happening in the world. For how long this is gonna continue to happen? Eventually, a breakdown needs to happen in order for us to come back up again and to rise. And you know, that's why I'm saying that. That's the reason why I say that our time is coming. A new era will come. And if we are not together to fight the evil, to fight the bad, then it will be very easy for the bad to take over. So we must uplift each other. We must support each other. We must understand that we are in this together. We are a one big team. And if we lead... If we are capable to come together when there's bad things happening for other people, and like imagine if we try to come together every single day, and every single day we fight for something. We fight for our right, we fight for the peace of the world, we fight against injustice, we fight against the evil, we will literally destroy the evil. And that's not a lie, that's a fact. That's a really big fact, because the evil count on the fact that we are distracted, count on the fact that we are selfish, count on the fact that we are actually promoting that the bad instead of the good. We are becoming lazy in fighting for our own rights. And we are constantly expecting somebody else to come and save us. That's, again, it's not going to happen. You must want it and be willing to save yourself and to understand that, you know, coming together is an honorable thing to do. And that's what we there's so many of us on the earth for a reason. It's because together we must fight something. Regardless the gender, regardless the skin color, regardless the religion, regardless of anything, we must fight against the evil, because the evil is what we are praising at the moment, and we are killing each other. So the devil has created a confusion amongst us, and now we are totally lost, because we have lost the sight and the vision of unity. So today I really wanted to talk about this, because it makes me sad to think that we don't care enough for each other. I mean, even when I walk down the street, I might see somebody else in difficulties, and the amount of people that pass by, they won't give a care. It's heartbreaking. And I'm not quite sure why is that. Is it because you don't think that person can be you, could be you? Because you don't feel like, because it's not you in that position, it doesn't matter. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So we feel that we are alone. You know, I'm doing my own thing, you're doing your own thing. Yeah, fair enough. We all have our own life. We all have our journey. But this journey should bring us more together with the other human on the planet. And it should make us feel more willing to come close to each other and to really understand our people, you know. Let's not give up on each other. Let's keep believing in each other. Let's try not to judge, but try to pray for somebody. If you see somebody in difficulties, or even if they're doing something that is not quite right, let's try to pray. At least they're killing someone and they're really doing something evil. Let's really try. Even for these people, we must pray. We must pray for these people as well. As bad as they can be, they're still a creations of God. So we must pray to the Lord that He guides these people. We must pray for each other, because by praying for each other, we're really praying for ourselves. Because the moment if you're praying for the world, if you're praying for the people of this world, for your brothers and your sisters and your community, in the moment of needs, these people will come together for you. So you see how powerful that can be. It can be very, very powerful, you know. I think by coming together as well, we make God very proud. We fulfill His heart, fulfill His desire. So the only thing He can do is intervene even harder in those situations where we cannot control. But until we don't start to do our part, then He won't be able to come and finish what we started. But we must start. We must definitely start. We don't just have to come together when there's celebrations, when there's party. Look how we all come together when there's a club to go, there's an event to go, there's a pride to go, and whatever. But we cannot come together to fight for what really matters, which is our life, which is our purpose. I mean, as I said as well, I keep saying this. Imagine if we all decide not to work for the system anymore. Imagine if we all decide that we are not valuing money anymore, because really we're worth more than anything. Imagine what's going to happen. Nothing. Things will change for the better, because You have 8 billion people in the world turning against the system. The system can only die because he will have nobody else that will feed from the lies, nobody else that will feed from the fakery. Imagine if we all be awake. Oh my God. We will literally be in heaven. You know, heaven on earth. How peaceful we would be able to live. But we're not doing enough for ourselves. We're really not doing enough for ourselves. And I really urge you all to think about unity. And that can start by literally being kind to your neighbor, by uplifting the people around you, and by supporting your community, and really by giving value to people and not to the system and not to who's trying to bring us constantly bring us down. And one other thing that I would like to add as well is that coming together is a very powerful thing to do, and it takes a believer and it takes a lot of faith to understand that we can make a change, and we can really go in the right direction just by being together, just by uplifting each other, by talking and speaking positivity and praying for each other. So we must learn to pray more for the world, because, you know, really the world really needs our prayers. And without us there will be no world. You know, we make the world. We are the light of the world. And I feel like we're turning off our light because we don't consider ourselves special enough or capable to do certain things, when we actually are. God has given us all the power that we need. And all these powers coming together will just create some of the most amazing things. And as I said, we can transform everything around us. So really think about that. Really think about a small thing that you can do on a daily basis to embrace unity. Just one small little thing. Every day, do something small, and see the changes, see the difference in your life, and as well in other people's life, and in the world, of course. So that's it, guys. Today, I just quickly wanted to talk about this because, again, I think it's important to break it down to you guys. I think it was something that I really needed to share with you guys. I'm always welcome to listen to your opinion and your feedbacks, as always. And again, by the way, I have as well a blog on Instagram. It's called @feminist2m. So give it a follow. And again, it's not a blog against men, but it's simply to uplift both parties, but of course mainly women, because women are the foundations of life. So we must take care of ourselves and our mental health. It's very, very important. So yeah, give it a follow. And again, thank you so much for listening to my segment. And I will come back very, very soon with some brand new topics. I wish you all a beautiful day. Stay in the light and remember that you are deeply loved.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.